Happy to be joined by Blaine Boss, head coach of the Perryville Pirates, who went 6-4 this year, their first winning season since 1998. And Coach Boss, it was your first year as a head coach, period, at the high school level or any level for that matter. And we found out the news that you were voted as coach of the year for the MAFC Conference White Division. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It was definitely a surprise honor. Very lucky to receive the honor, and very thankful. But obviously, you know, it's kind of an honor that you can't just do by yourself. So, you know, our players had a big part in that. You know, showing up and every day working hard. Assistant coaches, administration, all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, it's not just me doing. You know, all the work. There's a lot of different moving parts that go into it, and definitely couldn't have done it without the players and without the assistant coaches and administration as well as that.
But before we get to sort of the magnitude of this award, I mean, it was a Perryville program last year that had two wins, one against St. Pius, the other one against Scott City. Couldn't hold a lead in a rivalry game with St. Vincent. You know, where the Indians made a good comeback in the second half to win that rivalry that had just gotten renewed after being dormant for more than half a century. So before we get to kind of that meaning for you, let's talk about the players this year that you had. 21 seniors returned. As juniors, they went 2-8. As seniors, they go 6-4. Was it a pretty special season for you guys in all things considered?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, like you said, it's been a rough go for those kids, those seniors. They really haven't done a lot of winning their whole careers, starting back in eighth grade. You know, it's been a rough road for them. So, you know, I was very, very happy for those kids to be able to go out with a winning record and to have that winning record for the first time since 1998. So that's it was very special for them, and I'm very proud of all of them, very thankful to have each and every one of them. And like what we said, you know, I was very fortunate to have, you know, that many seniors that showed up day in, day out, and gave you everything they had.
When you started the year, you started out 3 wins, no losses. Your defense was one of the most things talked about in the area because you'd only given up 14 points in 3 total games. You know, middle of the season kind of started to face some tougher opponents, put up good fights, but were still taking losses there. And then you wrapped up the regular season with 2 wins and then gave Farmington the best you could. When you think back on this season, your first year as a head coach, would you say that you were satisfied with how the team performed?
Yeah, for the most part, I think so. Obviously, there's always, you know, things that you look at and wish were a little different or you could have a redo with, but you know, you don't get that opportunity with football. You know, it's you get one game against that opponent, and you know, that's it. You got to do what you're supposed to do that game, and if you don't, you know, it's probably not going to end up in a win. So you got to take advantage with what you have and make the best of it. But no, I mean, overall, I'm very, very pleased with how the season went. I mean, like I said, it's been a rough go for some of these kids, and we're just definitely excited for them to go out with a winning record. But no, like I said, it's, you know, there's some things that you always think you know, looking back, you wish you could try or see what would have happened, you know, maybe make some different moves with the lineup or play some different guys in different spots. But, you know, when you start the season, you kind of go with what's working best and who you think has performed the best up to that point. So that's what we did. And you know, like you said, our defense performed very well first 3 games. You know, I think, honestly, the first 4 games, it did a good job. You know, we just put so much pressure on ourselves that fourth week against Potosi, you know, fumbling so much in O&M. So anytime you do that, that's going to be, you know, very stressful for your defense. To come up with big stops, and for the most part we did, but you know, when you keep giving a team that many chances, it's it's not going to work out for the best. And Potosi took advantage of what we gave them, and they got us. And going into the next week against St. Vincent, you know, that's kind of when our offense started to come alive and kind of got it going for the season. And then our defense kind of took a step back that game against the pass. You know, it's been pretty solid all year against the pass up to that point. And, you know, hats off to them, too. They have a very good quarterback and some kids that played very hard that night. But, looking back, I mean, I could go on for days for things that I'd like to change or work on or stuff like that. But I'll just say overall I was very pleased with how the season unfolded.
As I mentioned, 21 seniors on this football squad for your very first year as a head football coach. Highlight for us, if you will, some of those seniors that really helped turn this program around.
That's a pretty tough question for me because, you know, I want to say all of them. You know, they all had their part in helping turn this program around. You know, and when I say all of them, you know, they all contributed at some point. So that's a good thing about the senior class. They weren't shy about being leaders or showing up to the weight room or getting to practice and working their tails off every single day. So from that aspect, you can't ask much more as a head coach from your kids. But if I had to pick some kids that were if you're forcing me to pick kids, I'd have to say Joel Daugherty was probably our kind of, I don't know if you want to say go-to lineman, but, you know, we know we could count on him to do his job, play in, play out. That's what, he's one of the kids that, you know, was, we rely on heavily to stay in the game the whole game. And another senior like that was Clayton Young. I don't think he came off the field, but maybe one play a game, if that. So he was a kid that, you know, we leaned on from that aspect too. Obviously our quarterback situation with Bryce Flaherty and Ross Heidler, it was kind of, you know, with the option, it's a filling out process and you kind of go with the hot hand and, you know, obviously the option, it takes more than a year to perfect as a quarterback. For those two to be introduced to that brand new this year and, for them to do that well, I was very proud of them. Early on, Ross was probably the better guy at it, you know. And then as the season progressed, I think Bryce is, he's one of our best athletes on the team, and he just kept getting better and better. And I thought, he did a good job once it was his turn to kind of take over and lead the offense. And then Jerome Simpson, defensively, he was our quarterback out there on the defensive side of the ball. So he's kind of like another coach out there on the field. So very intelligent kid. Those are usually my favorite players, is the kids that are football smart and have that good football IQ. Makes coaching that much easier because, you know, those kids kind of understand it right away and they know what you're talking about. And you can see it definitely unfold on the field, on the football field too, during game day. And then Logan Saxton was another one. You know, he's kind of our guy that's probably got the most awards postseason here. You know, I think he'll probably have a good shot to get all region, maybe dream team. I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes, but I think he's deserving of that honor. But there's also a lot of other kids that are very deserving of that honor too. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But you know, Logan was he's probably overall just our best and most gifted athlete, I would have to say, on the team. So, but I could go on and on and name every single one of our seniors and what they did well for us. But, the impact that those guys had that I just mentioned, it was definitely a big part of our program. And like I said, I hate narrowing down to those guys, but I could talk all day. So I'll stick with those guys. And, you know, I just hope all the seniors know that, you know, there wasn't one that was more important than the other. And we're very grateful to have each and every one of them, and know that they'll definitely be missed.
We're speaking to Perryville football first-year head coach Blaine Boss about his becoming MAFC Conference White Division Coach of the Year, voted on. He was voted for by Central head coach Corey Schweiss, as well as St. Genevieve head coach Ken Wyke, Potosi head coach Ed Haar, and Fredericktown head coach Chuck Ford. Coach Ed Haar, also a first-year coach. Coach Wyke, Coach Schweiss, for their respective programs, have been outstanding coaches and role models for a lot of their players. Chuck Ford returning back to the field to be a head coach for Fredericktown. When you think of the coaches that are in this division, and you think about their accomplishments and what you were able to accomplish, and you kind of do a little comparison here and there, did you learn from coaching against these coaches how to become a better head coach as the season progressed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's what you kind of got to have to do as a head coach is, you know, you kind of look at the coaches that have had some success. You know, you want to, you know, kind of do what they're doing. You obviously, Coach Wyke and Coach Schweiss, you know, they've had a lot of success, and, you know, they're kind of top dogs in our conference, and, you know, that's where every team wants to be. So, you know, you're definitely going to see what they do and see how they coach and take as many things from them as you can. You know, I think if you go into it thinking that you know everything, you know, then you're not going to have a lot of success. So you have to leave your options open. You have to, you know, get better as a coach as well. And I think, you know, anytime you can talk with those guys or learn different things from them, you know, it's only going to benefit yourself and your team and your program. So, no, I mean, those guys are great guys. And obviously that's, you know, we're shooting to get our program, you know, to their status. At some point, you know, it's going to take a long time though. They've been doing it a lot longer than I have. And, they've had a lot more success than I have. So, you know, Perryville's got a lot of catching up to do and, a lot of work to do to get to that level. But, you know, hopefully we can get some kids that are willing to work hard and keep getting the program better and, go from there.
As we've said throughout the interview, again, 21 seniors graduating from this Perryville football squad. So you've got some guys that have learned how to become leaders, some younger guys that have learned how to become leaders based on the senior leadership that you had. As you mentioned, Clayton Young, you know, one of those guys that helped out there, Joel Daugherty, Logan Thaxton, those guys setting an example for not just the players, but for what Perryville expects of these student-athletes. Since you were able to turn, you know, this program around and, you know, their first winning record since 1998, going 6-4, obviously you've now got that experience under your belt. You now have this Coach of the Year award to go with that experience, and you've got what looks to be a pretty talented junior class coming back for you. So how do you go about keeping this winning tradition for Perryville?
You know, it's just putting in the work, you know, getting the kids to come out every day and do what they need to do, you know, just keep them hungry, keep them wanting to get better each and every day and each and every week and each and every year, you know. They've seen that winning football games, you know, it's a possibility, you know. Is it easy? No, you know, you have to earn everything that you get. But, no, I think the kids have learned from these seniors that it can be done, you know, but it's not just going to be handed to you on Friday nights. You have to go out every single week of practice and do what you're supposed to do and take care of business and compete the best that you can each and every Friday. But, no, that's another thing that these seniors have done a great job of is just, you know, showing what it really takes to get some stuff done and to win some football games on Friday night. So that's just another tribute to those guys and another reason why they're going to be missed.
Well, Coach Boss, it was certainly a pleasure getting to know you this year and getting to see your ability to turn this program around. As we've mentioned throughout this interview, first winning season since 1998. So congratulations on that behalf. Also, congratulations to you on this MAFC Conference White Division Coach of the Year Award.
Oh, thank you so much. And like I said, you know, it's a team effort. And, you know, even the coaches in the conference, you know, I'd have to thank them because I think Coach Schweiss was was very deserving of the award, you know, as great as a season as he's had and Central Rebels have had, and, you know, they're still going, and, you know, we're rooting for them, you know, for our conference. We want our conference to do well as they possibly can in the playoffs. So, you know, like I said, I was very fortunate to be voted this honor, and very, very thankful and very grateful as well. So even though I know there were some coaches that were probably more deserving of it, but, no, I, you know, thanks. I really appreciate all your guys' coverage. You know, it's a great, great setup, and definitely it's an awesome thing for the high school kids and high school football here around Missouri.
Coach Boss, thank you again, and we'll see you next year.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Perryville football head coach Blaine Boss joining us today. MAFC Conference White Division Coach of the Year. Our congratulations to him once more.